coming back home and taking a look at the JSE's performance. The All Share down 0.4% today, and that with that stronger rand coming to the fore and taking hold, as you can see, pressuring the resources 10 component, which fell back 0.9%. Industrial 25, a third of a percent lower, but bolstering the financial 15, even if only just it managing to hold on to positive territory this afternoon. Joining me in studio for a closer look at the day's market moves, Caroline Kremen from AdviceWorks. Thanks so much, Caroline, for joining us this evening. So we've had a pretty thinned out trading day, and that kind of activity holding the potential to influence trading behavior, of course, as in South Africa we head to the polls next week, but also as we anticipate a whole lot of economic data locally and globally. There's no question that investors are going to be cautious. Just how cautious are you right now?
Well, I'm very cautious at the moment. I think there's two things. It's locally and obviously internationally as well. Locally, really not doing anything on local portfolios until the election. So we can see some indication of how we know what the results are kind of going to be, but we want to see how they're going to be perceived, especially by international investors and ratings agencies. The second thing is really looking at the US. I mean, the market is at record highs, and that has been on a lot of confidence. GDP figures are very high. But also in the last quarter, we've seen some very good earnings coming forward. It was over a slightly lower base. But also there was a lot of positivity in company directors' anticipation for what's going to go through the rest of the year. So I think the market is potentially priced to be a little disappointed if there's a miss on something rather large and attractive.
Something like an Apple, which is expected to release results this evening. Yes. What are you anticipating on that front?
Well, again, it's not so much as what is actually in the results as how it's perceived. And this has been the story of markets for the past few years. So there's a couple of things. In January, they came out with a negative trading update. iPhone sales were expected to be a lot lower. So I think analysts are pricing in the sale of iPhones to be about 17% lower. If they miss that, it's going to cause an issue. Even if they miss it by a small amount, I think what you want to be looking into that result is that, are the iPhone sales stabilizing, number one? And number two, how is Apple growing the rest of their revenue as well? Because that has been growing very nicely as well. So Apple has big room to potentially disappoint. Very big part of the US market, a part of all the exchange traded funds, part of all the indices. So I think of everything that's happening this week, probably watching that the closest. Yeah.
With mixed economic data filtering through and still a whole lot of company earnings set to be released, it leaves central banks globally in a very sticky situation right now. We've got the US Fed expecting to announce its latest decision as far as interest rate is concerned tomorrow, and then on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we're anticipating Bank of England as well. At this stage, no big surprises being anticipated, one would assume.
No, I don't think so. You're not seeing inflation. I mean, inflation is still within the Fed's bands. So, they're in the very fortunate position now. They're having economic growth with not a lot of inflation there. So I can't see that the Fed is going to change over the next few months, unless something dire does happen. And I don't think the Bank of England is in any position right now to rock the boat.
Absolutely.
At all. And in the European Eurozone, you're seeing some greenish shoots. I'm just saying they're green shoots. But, I mean, confidence levels are low. And I can't see that there's going to be any relaxation of monetary stimulus anytime soon. So I think we're pretty much in the same position we were at in the Eurozone as we were at the end of last year. I don't see that changing the rest of the year. There is no catalyst for that. I think the only thing that could potentially pick these markets up, if there is a trade deal tomorrow, the US and China do have another little chat. It seems like they're having, it's like worse than the Brexit. It's more of a long-running soap opera that you just wish would come to an end. But you need to have a trade deal, and you need to remove a lot of the tariffs that have been put into place. So I think it also depends on the type of trade deal. But that could potentially give markets like the Eurozone a bump, because, of course, it's their industrials
Absolutely.
That have really suffered.
Well, that, the broader landscape within which markets are operating in. Let's hone in on some company news within our industrial space. MTN falling back 0.6% today, and that despite saying that its division in Ghana saw revenue growth of 21.9% year on year in the 3 months to March. You know, it's going to take a whole lot, it seems, to get investors very excited, where there's still a lot of dark clouds hovering over a company like MTN.
So the thing, MTN, and people forgot this when everything was going well in Africa and the oil price was booming, that you're dealing in Africa. That is, and it's got some very, very attractive companies within Africa. I mean, Ghana has got 21 million subscribers. You know, it is really where the growth in these services is going to come from. I think people have just obviously got a big fright with the whole Nigerian issue. I think a little bit of maturity about the way we look at MTN will come in over time. Mm-hmm. When people price the risk of dealing in Africa and the potential of currency devaluations happening from time to time. But I just don't think the market's ready for that right now.
Okay. How are you feeling about Reinet? Because it gained its reported net asset value of its main investment fund rising 24.7% in the 3 months to the end of March. It's investment in BAT that's staged a partial recovery that's supporting things. But having said that, it's also the one thing that sits within its portfolio that's triggering a whole lot of angst, if we can call it that, amongst investors, because it speaks to a lack of further diversification from Reinet itself.
So I don't know if it's triggering angst anymore. I think we're just kind of, we've given up. You know, when Reinet listed so many years ago, you know, it was the potential Remgro internationally. That's what we looked at. And then with British American Tobacco was doing really well for them. They didn't want to sell it. Then, of course, the British American Tobacco, you know, fell through the hole in the floor. And the only reason that Reinet's results are better now is because British American Tobacco has picked itself up very, very slightly. I mean, I don't even think we were close to the levels that they were at. And I think really what would possibly make Reinet slightly more attractive at this point is if they use the opportunity to actually sell some more and diversify, because British American Tobacco still 50% of that company. We're paying a big management fee to hold British American Tobacco through this investment company. The Pension Insurance Corporation, that's actually quite a nice little company, you know, but it's 30%. You know, you need a few more of those. So they really need to rid themselves of that stake. If they're going to ride this increase in the British American Tobacco share price, I think they're potentially going to be disappointed, because I don't really see the future for that company being as good as it was a few years ago.
Looking at your own portfolio, are you seeing any opportunity for diversification right now? What's your stock pick?
Cash. And I know you think I'm taking it out, but I think it is just a little bit too dangerous to throw it into the South African market at this point. A few weeks back we chatted and I thought we'd have a bit of a market bump after the elections. You see the mood changing, I think, amongst foreigners and local investors, and I'm not even sure we're going to have that anymore.
Okay, so we wait and see.
Correct.
Post-elections. Yes. Let's leave it there. Caroline, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Caroline Kremen is with AdviceWorks. What's your stock pick?
Cash. I know you think I'm taking it out, but I think it is just a little bit too dangerous to throw it into the South African market at this point. A few weeks back we chatted and I thought we'd have a bit of a market bump after the elections. You see the mood changing, I think, amongst foreigners and local investors, and I'm not even sure we're going to have that anymore.
Okay, so we wait and see.
Correct.
Post-elections. Yes. Let's leave it there. Caroline, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Caroline Kremen is with AdviceWorks.